Lecture topic, The Break for Sins.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن يتصبر يصبره الله او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفكه دولا الكرام باذن الله. As the days go and the technology keeps increasing, then we find, for example, cars become more advanced, can travel at faster speed, and all the things that go along with it. So now imagine a car with all the things that are in it that today we can, maybe 10 years ago too was hard to imagine, and at the speeds at which it can travel, and all the other things that can happen with it, but somehow this car doesn't have any brakes in it. So now can a person imagine that if he was told upfront, look, this is the car available and got everything in place, you can have it for free, there were no brakes, which person in his right mind will accept it? He says, for free, you pay me to take it to our day. Because this is going to be a death trap. It might be the first journey, might be the last journey. Because if there's no brakes, then at any moment, the danger could just be in front of him and he has no brakes to stop. And he's going to crash that vehicle. He will probably lose his life. So nobody takes a chance without brakes in any vehicle. And then if it goes beyond that, that it's an aircraft, and then it has to land also. But on the runway, when it lands, it got no brakes. So all these things we can understand. And in so many day-to-day things, machinery of so many sorts, there's something that's a braking feature in it. So likewise, this insan Allah created with all the potential that he has, what Allah Ta'ala placed in him, all the ability, the power, and what he can do and cannot do, all everything that's part of this insan, the type of things that he's capable of. And then together with that, all the things Allah has created in insan, in terms of his passions, desires, and the inclinations that are in him, the needs that he has. And with all the things that surround him, the type of things that go around, if supposing this insan has everything, but like that vehicle has no brakes, then obviously like that vehicle without brakes is going to lead to disaster, this insan without brakes is also going to lead to disaster. So what are the brakes in this insan? So the brakes Allah Ta'ala has provided within this human being is the brakes of sabr. This mu'min, Allah has blessed him with iman. One of the very salient qualities of iman is sabr. And the sabr is the brakes within him. In one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that al-imanu nisfan. Iman is two parts. Nisfun sabrun wa nisfun shukran. Half of iman is sabr, the other half of iman is shukr. So half of iman is sabr. Meaning to safeguard that iman, to protect that iman, to keep it, maintain it, to enhance it. Without sabr, it won't happen. And then likewise, the other half is shukr. So just as that vehicle can't remain safe without brakes, this insan requires this brakes of sabr within himself. And he has to keep maintaining it, developing it, strengthening it, so that he can continue safely through this journey of life. Now this is the aspect, as fundamental as it is, and in the ayat of the Quran Sharif repeatedly, can we imagine that the greatest of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest of all the Anbiya and the messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, greater than all the angels of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The address is to him, but the message is for us. But to emphasize the message, that how important this message is, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly, that this is for you. But it is for him as a message to us. Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, Fasbir. Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi minar rusul. You also adopt sabr. And you adopt the type of sabr that the great messengers and rasuls that have passed, the sabr they adopted. The kind of sabr they adopted, you adopt that sabr as well. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was blessed with the highest level of everything, beyond everyone. And obviously the level of sabr that he was blessed with was also beyond everybody. But as a message to the ummah till qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that look, the Anbiya alayhi salam that passed, what kind of situations they had to face, and what kind of great trials and tribulations came upon them. But that didn't make them flinch one bit. Once the Sahaba came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they expressed the difficulties that were now surrounding them from every corner and every direction, and what kind of persecution they were undergoing. This was in the time in Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was seated, leaning against the Kaaba Sharif, and in the shade of the Kaaba Sharif, and some of the Sahaba came, and they presented this very, very severe situation that they are facing, and they asked that now curse these disbelievers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat up straight, and he then addressed them and said, the crux of it, that the people before you, they were put through those kind of difficulties that were once, that some people, a saw was brought. This is referring to a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He was buried to some point in the ground, meaning part of his body left exposed above, and maybe half the body now stuck in the ground so he can't move from there. And then a saw was brought. A saw was brought for you. This was placed on his head, and he was sawed in half. But that also did not make him flinch one bit from iman. And there were those who, فَيُؤْتَى بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ, that combs of metal were brought. So maybe it was even sharpened, the edges were sharpened, the teeth of the comb were sharpened for the purpose for which it was brought. And combs of metal were brought, and فَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعَظَمِهِ. And their bodies were combed, with those sharp metal combs to the point where the flesh got separated from the bone. In other words, eventually the person's life went. But that too did not make them flinch one bit from their allegiance and loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. Meaning no matter what came and how severe the situation was. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ, you are becoming hasty. These people adopted sabr. You also should be patient. Adopt sabr and Allah will bring the way. Allah Ta'ala will open the way for you. Allah will bring the relief. But now this message of sabr, that al-imanu nisfan, iman is two halves. One half is sabr, the other half is shukr. Now these small, well, meaning one or two examples only that we have taken, very major examples, but these are just a touch and just a tip of what has happened and what has passed, what people endured in the path of deen, and what kind of difficulties and hardships they patiently underwent. We unfortunately, because of the lack of this breaks, the sabr within us, apart from many other disasters that we fall into, one major disaster is that how often because of some challenge that comes either financially, some challenge maybe in some other matter, physically, with regards to a person's health, or some other issue, some loss of wealth, property, life. People unfortunately, because of the lack of sabr, put their iman online. The kind of statement that is then sometimes blurted out, things that are said, what kind of thoughts people then entertain. One is an involuntary passing thought, shaitan whispered something, but where a person starts actively thinking deliberately in a certain line, which is completely contrary to the dictates of iman. And then they start verbalizing and blurting out things which put people's iman online. Due to what? Due to some situation that came up. But why do these kind of statements come on the tongue? Because of a weakness of iman, and weakness of iman results in the weakness of all the attributes of iman. And one most fundamental attribute of iman is sabr. Now because of this lack of iman, or the strength of iman, and then the lack of these breaks, very essential part of a mu'min, sabr, that has weakened, as a result of which, now the person's iman is now already on the line. He's making such statements, he is na'uzu billah objecting against Allah Ta'ala, making statements that render his iman null and void. So what has he earned? Lost his dunya, lost his akhirat also. Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is an extremely fundamental aspect in a mu'min, his sabr. One is the sabr, sabr in all the various situations that come about, that become a test on a person in terms of his life, his wealth, his property, his children, things around. So difficulties, hardships, that is a situation that we all understand that this requires sabr. And indeed it requires sabr. And what makes that sabr possible? So there's one very essential ingredient that makes every challenge easy to go through, and makes every task easy to undertake. And that in deen is called ihtisab. In the month of Ramadan, we hear the many, many times we hear the Hadith Sharif about the reward of fasting. But it comes, man sama Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Wa man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Now the month of Ramadan comes with a very special ibadat. A special ibadat now to fast from the morning till the evening. And especially if it's a summer months, it's a long day, and we are now, our Ramadan is heading into the summer months. So now it's not something a person is generally accustomed to the whole year. Some, mashallah, fast often. Many don't fast the whole year at all. Now comes the month of Ramadan. Now suddenly the person is not so easy for him. It's a challenge. It's a long day, a hot summer's day. So there's two things that make it easy. Number one, imanan. Without iman, nothing is easy. And with iman, the most difficult things become easy. But then together with that, the formula for making it easy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlighted, look, it's a long day, it's a summer's day, there's a great amount of mujahada, but there's something called ihtisab. Ihtisab, the conviction in earning reward. This is not in vain. This mujahada, this difficulty that I'm undertaking, this struggle that is happening within me, this is not in vain. Allah Ta'ala loves this tremendously, and Allah will reward it abundantly. And the reward is not only all credit, all to come in the akhirat alone. That reward will come in various forms in this dunya, the barakat and blessings that Allah Ta'ala will shower down on a person, that contentment that he'll get in his heart, that connection that he'll enjoy with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that sweetness of iman that he will taste, and the unlimited things that happen which we don't even realize, how the blessings of all this come to us. So now, the person who has this conviction of this reward, so now he's not doing it just in a mechanical manner. Person is undertaking some very difficult employment, but somebody says, but why are you putting yourself through all the struggle? 5 hours a day you have to work, such hard labor. See, you don't know what I'm earning for this. I'm getting paid $100,000 a month. He says, well, can you get me a job also? Just now he was telling him that, why are you doing this? 5 hours a day and this hard labor. But when he heard $10,000 a month, he's ready for it. He says, please get me a job also. So what suddenly made him now change his whole mindset to it? And he also wants to undertake this hard labor, the reward that comes with it. That reward made it now not just palatable, made it easy, it actually made it a pleasure. So likewise, when the person has this yaqeen, this conviction, he needs to know what sabr brings. What is the reward that Allah Ta'ala blesses a person on sabr and maintaining that steadfastness, remaining patient in all the different situations. So when he has that consciousness in his heart and mind, Allah has promised, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala will grant those who have genuine sabr, unlimited rewards. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with the patient. So now in any case, when a person has this, and there's so many ahadith, what comes upon this patience? So now he has familiarized himself with it. He's acquainted himself with the rewards of sabr. And more than anything else, that Allah loves the patient. Those who are patient for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If there was nothing else, but just this declaration that Allah ta'ala loves the sabireen, he needs nothing else. For a lover of Allah ta'ala, he needs to know nothing else. This is more than enough for him, that my Allah loves me upon the sabr that I undertake for him. So now one is this sabr to undertake on challenges, difficulties, hardships. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all this, and we have to keep making dua and ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. But this is one aspect on which sabr is also required. This is dunya, we live in dunya. We are not living in Jannat. This dunya, the sabr in dunya will inshallah become a means to get to Jannat. Then there's another level of sabr, and this reward that has been promised, Allah Ta'ala grants the sabireen, those who are patient, limitless rewards. It's not on one aspect of sabr alone, and other things are ignored. No, it's a package. All the different parts of sabr put together. The person who is genuinely a sabir, a patient person, is a person who has all the facets of sabr in his life. So one is the sabr we've discussed, the sabr of that on some difficulty, a hardship, calamity, loss. The person doesn't say anything. Sabr doesn't mean not feeling pain. Sabr doesn't mean he mustn't have any grief. That's human nature. He feels grief, he feels pain. When there's something lost, he feels the hurt of that. That's part of insan. But he doesn't make any statement, doesn't do anything that goes against deen, that distances him from Allah Ta'ala. He's steadfast. And he understands that this is dunya, is a place of test. But then together with this, the very important aspects of sabr is the aspect of sabr ala ta'at. Now this also we said initially, the breaks. So now when a person has to fulfill some obligation of deen, he has to come to the masjid now to perform his salah, the time of Fajr. Now it's the early summer's morning, and Fajr is early, and now he has to put the brakes on his sleep, and put the brakes on that desire to remain in bed. That's the brakes now. If he's got no brakes, he'll make his Fajr qaza also. And then he'll say, well, I made the qaza. He'll feel quite happy about himself. Whereas missing one salah in its time, man fatathu salatun, فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. The loss of that is described as an example. It's like the person who's lost all his family. Meaning, for example, Allah save us, Allah forbid. In one go, something happened, some disaster, some accident, whatever. person lost his parents, lost his spouse, lost his children, brother, sister, whoever, everybody went to one, hit Allah save us. Many people might lose their mental state. And together with that, lost all his property. That's the loss of one salah. The loss of one salah is like the loss of all this at one go. Now person just will carry on like nothing happened. And he'll still wake up in the morning and still eat Allah Ta'ala's rizq. And then he'll still have some issue with that too, that today something is missing. And I didn't get it as I wanted. But as Allah Ta'ala wants us to conduct ourselves, that first wake up and remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and answer the call of the muazzin, come to the house of Allah Ta'ala, put our heads on the ground and shukr to Allah Ta'ala out of the another day of life Allah gave us and all the countless bounties that Allah Ta'ala has showered upon us. So that day started off without waking up for Allah Ta'ala.